Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's coordinator day before practice out in Ashburn. Joe Witt Jr. is speaking right now. He'll be followed by Kingsbury. He said about the game, he said, "We came out and played the way we should. Kinlaw was violent all over the place. Secondary did a good job of not letting the ball get over the top." He said that they emphasized that there wasn't good eye discipline in the game against the Packers. Yeah, Kinlaw had a very good game. Steve Suter, who did the film breakdown that you listened to yesterday for sort of the overall game, did a defensive breakdown as well. You can listen to that on my podcast. He said Kinlaw was easily the best player in the game altogether for Washington last Thursday night. So, we'll find out this afternoon whether or not the quarterback is practicing. So my question is this, at 301-230-0980. If Marcus Mariota has to play, do you feel comfortable that they'll win the game? Because, you know, there are a lot of people that just say, no matter what, sit Jaden Daniels. Bottom line, sit him. Doesn't matter if he's 100% healthy. Caution is the overriding rule here. We don't need him to play the game after he got banged up, you know, 10 days ago. We're good with Marcus Mariota. He proved it last year in the Carolina game when he had to come in against a terrible opponent. And this opponent isn't, you know, that threatening. If Marcus Mariota has to start the game, are you comfortable that it's a win? That they can go out and beat the Raiders. Like, you're okay because you feel like this is the perfect spot. Raiders in town, you know, West Coast team coming east after a Monday night game for a 1 p.m. start, and you feel good about it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll tell you what, I don't think that any game right now for this football team is a gimme, even with Jaden playing. I feel very good that the offense will be what we expected it to be before the season started with Jaden at quarterback. It may not have looked that way at all last Thursday night. I think it was more about the opponent. I think the game against the Giants, you know, there's a lot of hand-wringing over what they did offensively against New York in that game. First of all, New York's a good offensive football team. Secondly, Washington was very close to a much bigger offensive day and more points. I mean, they ended up with 432 yards of offense. They averaged nearly 7 yards per play. They had 25 first downs in the game. They did score 21. They did have some decent field position in that game, but penalties, drops, couple of misses, you know, the deep ball to Terry that Jaden missed on, it was pretty close to being a day that looked like last year. So I actually am not off the confidence level when it comes to what kind of team this team will be offensively this year. And I think it could be that kind of day against the Raiders with Jaden at the helm. With Marcus Mariota at the helm, it's not that I feel like it's a massive step back. It's a big step back, but it's not an, you know, a step back that you can't overcome. You know, this isn't a situation where, put it this way, if Carson Wentz were starting for us on Sunday, I'd feel a lot worse. I actually think Mariota is the perfect fit for this offense. He's got a good relationship with Kingsbury. They're all connected in that quarterback room. I feel good about that, but I don't think the game is a given. I wouldn't have said it was a given with Jaden, but I would have felt very comfortable that the situation of the Raiders Monday night short week, Washington with the longer, you know, rest, that this was a chance to get right. I would have felt like with Jaden, and it still might feel that way, with Jaden at the helm, that this would be a get right game. With Marcus Mariota, I think it is a coin flip game. I think they can win it. I don't feel like they're doomed at all. He's good enough where they can go out and win this game Sunday for a lot of the reasons I mentioned. But I don't feel as good about it. This isn't anywhere near a lock. Look, the bottom line is whether or not it's more winnable, whether or not they feel like it's a winnable game with them or a much dicier game with them. If Jaden's not healthy, you can't play him in week three. If he's not 100%, you cannot play him. And that's what we learned from Quinn yesterday. He's got to practice this week. So it's either today or on Friday he's got to practice. Look, based on what Quinn said yesterday, if he doesn't practice today or tomorrow, he's going to be out. It's not going to be a Chicago situation from last year where he doesn't practice and then all of a sudden on game day they announce he's the starting quarterback. They weren't sure. They took it all up. They took it all the way up to, you know, game time on that Sunday afternoon. This is a 1 o'clock game, big time rest from last week. I don't feel like they should play him unless he is 100. But if they don't play him, this is a dicey game. That's the way I would describe it. I would say they certainly can win it. I feel a lot better with Mariota than I would a lot of other backups. But this is a game where the Raiders will be licking their chops. Because even though the offense doesn't change much, it's a totally different quarterback that you're planning for in terms of his athleticism. And Mariota's athletic. He is. We saw the running against the Cowboys in the season finale last year. That game was, you know, Mariota. Now, there were some rough moments too, but he looked good. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. If Mariota needs to play and ends up starting the game, do you think the game is, you know, a game that is winnable, that they will win? What's your confidence level with Mariota at the helm? 301-230-0980. All of our football talk on the Team 980 and on this particular show brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If Marcus Mariota needs to start Sunday, describe how you'll feel. Confident, not confident? I say it's a dicey game with Mariota at the helm. I say it's definitely a borderline coin flip game. I really feel that way. Now, I do kind of like the matchup defensively up front with Kinlaw, with Payne, even without Wise, against the Raiders' offensive line. Like, if they can stop the run and they can make Geno one-dimensional, it could be a defensive-led victory. You know, a 20-10 kind of defensive-led victory. But it's much dicier than it would be. And I would certainly not go into that 1 o'clock kick Sunday with Mariota suiting up as the starter thinking, yeah, we got this. What about you, Max?
I mean, I'm not going to go in thinking that, you know, we're on top of the world, but I can sell myself on a few things. So, the like you said, West Coast team coming east, I can sell myself on a Marcus Mariota revenge game, because I can also sell myself on just Marcus Mariota in general, because there's a reason that he's the backup quarterback in this system. I think the coaching staff is very confident in his ability to articulate and to execute everything in this offense that he needs to do. Now, when Jaden went out of that Dallas game, it did not look good at all in the final week before the playoffs, before we played the Bucks. And then Marcus Mariota came in, and it was kind of like night and day. It was very odd. It felt like we were in the twilight zone of sorts. But I think that this would be the time to get Mariota in. Now, the what was it? Achilles tendonitis that he's dealing with, that does kind of worry me a little bit. But
well, he's fine now. He said he was fine now. He's been fine for a few weeks.
Yeah, so I'll believe him there. But I can definitely say, yep, it's something I can, the win is something I can sell myself on. Now, not wholly confident, but I'd say 60-40 that I'd be confident that this team can get the win. Now I do believe I'm kind of in the same line of thinking as you, that it's probably going to be a defensive led game. Kinlaw's going to have to come up big. Dorrance Armstrong's going to have to come up big. That defensive front as a whole is going to have to shut down Ashton Jeanty. But
yeah, maybe get a couple takeaways too. Geno threw three picks on Monday night. You get a couple of those, you get a couple of easy scores, and you win that game. But I like Marcus Mariota. I thought he played well last year. It's night and day. You know, with Jaden in this spot on Sunday, healthy, I'm like, this is a get-right game. This feels like 35 to, you know, 17, 2-1 headed to Atlanta. If he doesn't play, I feel like this could be, unless you get a couple of takeaways defensively, this could be dicey, this could be very close, this could be a last possession type of game. What do you think if Mariota needs to go? 301-230-0980. Kent in Waldorf, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Kent?
Appreciate you guys having me. Yeah, I said 50-50 originally, but I guess I can go up to 60-40. You mentioned, you know, them coming from the West Coast, playing on Monday night, things of that nature. So, you know, I could see it being 60-40. But the one thing that I did see this whole year, actually, is the Jaden just seems a little off as far as his accuracy, and it just doesn't seem like he's running the offense totally. And so with Mariota coming in and him having, you know, a little bit more experience under his belt, he may be able to, I don't know if he'll be able to see things a little quicker, but I just think he'll be able to kind of, like you mentioned, articulate and run the offense the way that it's supposed to run, at least.
Yeah, I think that's,
I don't like those
that's
bubble
a given.
Screens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those bubble screens. I think they really need to start really focusing in on a run game. And I do think our defense is going to hold up. But, you know, on a personal note, I'm a season ticket holder, and there's still some I don't know, whenever I go to the game, it seems like it's a dogfight. I never get to see a blowout. I'll send somebody else, and the blowout will be seen on television in my man cave. So I'm supposed to go to the game, but I'm
– Well, they had some blowouts last year at home. Cleveland,
yeah,
Carolina.
I sent somebody else to those games. I didn't get to see it in the stands.
Well, you got
to
pick the right games.
I've been trying. Yeah. I've been trying. Hopefully, it'll be one. We'll see.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, Marcus Mariota, the best part about it is you're not going to be limited in what you run. He can run everything. There's a really good, you know, quarterback room. They talk about that. In fact, there's a quote here from Kingsbury as he is speaking right now. First of all, he said that Jaden's preparing mentally and will take it from there. So that would be an indication, I would guess, that Jaden is going to miss practice again today. He was asked about the Commanders' tight-knit quarterback room. And Kingsbury said, quote, this is from Ben Standing, "I'd let any of them marry my hypothetical daughter, except Sam Hartman. He's way too good-looking." Closed quote.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
301-230-0980. Chris in Delaware. If Marcus Mariota starts on Sunday, what's your confidence level that they'll win the game? I'm at maybe slightly higher than 50-50. All right, I said coin flip, but I'll go slightly higher than 50-50. I could easily see against that offensive line and our D-line being improved, a defensive-led win, maybe a plus two in the turnover margin, you know, 23-13, something like that. But I would be not as confident. If Jaden were playing, I would say this would be – this feels like a get-right game. Feels like 34, you know, 16 – and we're 2-1. Chris in Delaware, go ahead.
Kev, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I sure. think, you know, I'll caveat with what I'm going to say with if Jaden's healthy, I feel great about this game, quite honestly, in most scenarios. However, it seems like this team has fallen into some sort of step of complacency. And I think Cliff, in some way, maybe has gotten a little bit lazy or, kind of fat and happy with some of the play calling because he knows he has Jaden who can just put on the cape, or at least he has just put on the cape. And I think in some weird juxtaposition silver lining, Mariota playing in this game, which has a ton of storylines, by the way. You have Carroll versus Quinn. Yeah. You have Mariota in his revenge game. I think this is an opportunity for a shock to the system. The team knows they have to rally behind this guy, and I think they're going to. So I think it's
you almost sound like you'd prefer 65. Mariota to start Sunday.
Look, if Jaden I caveated it. If Jaden's healthy, I want him playing. Okay. He is the best player on the field, and we've talked about that before. But in some weird turn of events, because he's injured, this might be the opportunity for, like, you know, shocking the system. Like the team's needs resuscitation in some weird way. They need a jump, and I think the defense is going to play well. And I think Mariota is going to handle the offense just swimmingly, and we're going to win this game. If I had to put a number on it, it's a 65-35, 70-30. I feel good. I feel good with this game. So,
by the way, you know, you pointed out some of the storylines, you know, including Mariota playing one of his former teams. If he were to start Sunday, and let's just say he were to start next Sunday, it would be back-to-back revenge game opportunities against the Falcons, and that thing did not end well in Atlanta with Arthur Smith, remember, during that season in which he was part of that quarterback Netflix series. Did not end well. Mahomes, Cousins, and Mariota were a part of that original one, and Mariota all of a sudden in those last three episodes was gone because there was a real strange situation where he kind of left the team with an injury when they went to Desmond Ridder. Let's go to Peter in Wilmington. Peter, if Mariota starts Sunday, what's your confidence level of a win?
100%. And, you know, every good team, this is a good chance to see if we have a real backup quarterback, because every good team needs a good backup. I don't care if it's Mahomes, you know, Jaden, but I'm also wondering if his wrist, if Jaden's wrist does not bother him, because that was like the first injury. You know what I mean? Does anybody heard about his wrist?
No, nothing about his wrist.
Okay.
You're talking about, you said wrist, not ribs, right?
Yeah. I'm
sorry. He was.
That's a, good.
No, he. I mean, it was a bit of a surprise that he was on the injury report last week, but he didn't miss any practice time, but he was on there with a wrist. But it was clearly not an issue because he took every rep during practice and played. Although, keep in mind, there wasn't much practice, actually, now that I think about it, leading into the Green Bay game on Thursday night. Yeah.
Let me make one more point.
Sure.
And had the offensive line done a better job with the rookie, you know what I mean? Going up against Micah Parsons on your first game, I mean, your second game is really tough. So that's the main reason where we're at, because he had no time whatsoever. But I'm 100%. But I 100% on Mariota's playing and doing well. But I know that Jaden's not playing this weekend. I'm 100% sure of that. There's no way.
Okay. I'm leaning in your direction. I'm not 100% on it, but the idea that Kingsbury just said Jaden's taking mental reps means that more likely than not, he's not practicing today. I haven't seen that officially put out there, but the point being is that if he's not going to he's not practicing today, then we're in that situation where if he doesn't practice tomorrow, Quinn already said he's out. He needs to be on the practice field for one of these practices leading into Sunday. So we won't have that question mark around it heading towards Sunday like we did last year with the rib injury and the Bears game. Let's go to Paulie. Paulie, go ahead.
Yeah, to the W. How you doing?
What's up?
All right, so let me get this right. So last year with the rib injury, and I know these different injuries, it was okay for him to miss practice and take mental reps and virtual reality reps. But this year, the second year, is not good enough.
That's what it sounds like.
I think the injuries are different, Paulie. I said it's two different injuries.
I do understand. Well, that would be the reason, right?
Hey, I don't know. I still think he's going to play, man. As long as there's no structural damage, no tears, whatever, and he can protect himself, I think he'll play.
But okay, so if he doesn't, though.
Yeah, I said we're talking Mariota. I told Max 50-50, but I'll go 55-45. And I remember, listen, man, the good feeling of last year after Thursday is gone for me. So I'm a little cautious. I'm being serious. Reality struck.
You know what? You know what's so interesting is you definitely can put on the it's all about convenience for you, because if anybody even suggested at any point during the offseason, yeah, last year's schedule, the close games, you're screaming, what are you all afraid of? Man up.
No, they're going to be afraid of us.
Okay. And here you are two weeks into it. I don't feel the same way.
No.
Toughen up, man. It was one game.
What I mean by that is, this is not a – I don't have that, okay, we're going to carry over the good vibrations pause to this year. Like, we start from step one again, and that's how we got to look at it. I still got the confidence. I still got us 12-5 and all that.
I'm not
looking past any team like, oh, we should beat the Raiders. We're better than the Raiders. No, we got to start at step one. You know, but in saying that with Mariota, I do remember last year, he almost had the same type of circumstances where he didn't practice a lot in the preseason, and it kind of showed in the first two series against Carolina.
Yeah, it
he
did.
Looked a little, he looked a little behind, and he looked a little, you know, unsure of himself. So
right.
I think he'll put on a good performance, but I wonder how long it's going to take for him to you know, catch up with the speed of everything. And because we need to get out to a quick start against the Raiders. We don't need to be giving them confidence on the road.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the only thing I'm concerned about is how long is it going to take Mariota to catch up to the speed of the game than he hadn't practiced this much this offseason. And I remember last year he started a little shaky against Carolina for the first couple of series. So I say 55-45, man. Hail to the W.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paulie. Let's go to Samaj. Samaj, if Mariota ends up being the starter on Sunday, your confidence level in a win?
I'm fully confident, Kev. Thanks for taking my call, Max. How you guys doing today? I'm fully confident, Kev. We are so fortunate to have, in my mind, a second quarterback, a QB2, that's really a QB1. That's how I look at Mariota. Not to mention that he's an older version, but he's damn near a clone of Jaden. A little bit slower.
Stylistically, they don't have to change much, exactly.
Right. Same type of athlete, same type of skill level. So I'm 100% confident. I have no worries. I do want to toggle on to you and Paulie's comments just there. I anticipate a slow start. He might have a slow, sluggish first quarter, and I think he'll pick it up like he did against Carolina last year, but I'm fully confident. And with that, man, I just want to say, as I always say, Kev, hail to the W. Copy on Paulie. I love that. And put the commander back on my helmet, back at the 50. I need my logo back. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate that. You know, Warren Sharp's net rest advantage, you know, data that he puts out every year after the schedule comes out. The Raiders have the worst rest edge for the entire 2025 season. They have 19 fewer days of rest than their opponents. Washington is third worst in the league. But this is the one Washington major advantage. Thursday night football, mini bye with the Raiders coming off Monday night, which Warren Sharp said is very much, you know, a rarity to have a team playing on Monday night facing a team off either a mini bye or a bye, a full bye. And the fact that it's also a west to east game is advantage, major advantage historically to the East Coast team. But this particular East Coast team may have to start their backup quarterback. That would be the big difference. All right. When we come back, the information through the first 2 weeks on the kickoff rule changes really something else in terms of how it's changed that particular play. I'll share that information with you. Also, again, Joe Witt Jr. and Kingsbury both talking today. We've got some of what they have said for you when we return as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can watch us on the Team 980 YouTube channel. Just hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.